们古时候对这个读书人就这样子勉励。
For Chinese, a lot of time they would encourage the scholar.
虽然十年寒窗无人问。
That during the time where you are unknown and nobody will know about you and ask about you.
但是只要你一旦成名，就天下仰。
But the moment when you are famous, then everybody wants to seek and know more about you.
并且书中自有黄金屋。
And another Chinese saying that goes that you can find treasure in book.
所以我们努力的要考上状元、举人、进士、秀才，这些都是为了功名利禄。
And a lot of Chinese would encourage their children to seek for more educations, and all the purpose behind this seeking is to gain wealth and blessing and longevity.
而以现代的人来讲，讲得露骨明白一点。
And today, for the modern times,
记得在香港工作那一段期间，大陆经济开放。
I remember when I was working in Hong Kong, and during the time when there was the Chinese opened the economy.
报纸常常以大字体这样写着“前程似锦”，前面的“钱”把它改成金钱的“钱”。
Often there will be slogans in the papers that talks about how you can gain more wealth.
所以大家要努力向前看，也是前面的钱把它改成钱财的钱。
And it is an encouragement for people to look forward to gaining more wealth.
在美国出版过一本书。
In the States, there was a book that was being published once.
被称为历史上最小的书。
And it was considered the smallest book in history.
它的书名叫做《世界的统治者》。
And the title of this book is called The Ruler of This World.
大家看了以后争相抢购。
And everybody, when they saw this little book, they all grab and want to read about what is in this book.
但是内容比书名还少。
However, the content is very little.
只有一个字，就是钱。
And there's only one word that you can find in this book, which is called money.
一般世俗人都认为，有钱能够叫万事应心。
A lot of time, the world will see that money can do all kinds of wonders.
而有钱甚至能使鬼来推磨。
And as a Chinese saying that even money can cause the spirit to move.
你如果问我说，那传道人难道你不想要钱吗？
And if you would ask me, wouldn't you want more money?
我如果跟你讲我不要钱，这是骗你的话。
If I would tell you no, I don't like any money, then I'm lying to you.
我也很诚实地说，我也是需要钱。
And to speak it honestly, I myself too want money.
但是在钱的获得上面。
But during the process of gaining money,
我们必须要有一个正确的价值观。
We must have a true purpose and meaning behind this process.
如果没有把正确的价值观弄清楚了，
and if we don't have a true meaning in the concept of our lives,
我们有一句话叫做得不偿失。
And there's another Chinese saying that it's not worth getting what you're striving for, you'll end up losing all.
所以信耶稣要让我们得到真路，就是真正的利益，真正的钱财。
And today, when we come to believe in the Lord, we can gain true wealth.
因为圣经里面有一句话。
There's a saying in the Bible that goes,
耶稣是真正的粮食。
That our Lord Jesus is the true bread.
那世上的粮食也是粮食，为什么耶稣又说他是真正的粮食？
And when it's saying true bread, what we're taking in our everyday lives is also bread, and what does it mean by Jesus as a true bread?
所以我们信了耶稣就能够得到真正的粮食。
So today when we come to believe in Jesus, we'll truly gain the true bread.
才能得到真正的粮食。
And then we'll gain what is indeed the truth.
世界上找不到。
And this truth you cannot find in the world.
一样的道理。
And it's the same that lies here.
我们现在观念中的钱财世上可以找得到。
And our concept about the wealth we are seeking in this world, we thought we can find them.
真正的利益，真正的钱财，一定要信耶稣才能够得到。
But the true wealth we can only find them in believing in the Lord Jesus.
我们买东西都不愿意被骗。
And we all know that we don't want to be cheated when we are buying things.
如果被骗了，哎呀，真的很懊恼。
And the moment when we are cheated, we are very upset.
我们都要真的。
Because we all want to seek for truth.
那么钱财也一样，利益也一样。
That's the way it goes for wealth as well. We want to seek for honest wealth.
如果信了耶稣能够得到真正的利益钱财，那当然我们信了耶稣就没有白信了。
And if we can truly gain this true wealth and believe in the Lord Jesus, then our belief in the Lord will not be in vain.
有一个年轻力壮的青年很羡慕一个大财主。
That was a young man. He really admired this rich merchant.
这个大财主告诉他。
And this rich man told this young man.
年轻人，你看得到吗？一望无际的不动产田野都是我的。
And this rich man said to this young man, look at what you can see. All that you can see belongs to me.
你很羡慕，你很喜欢吧。
And if you really admire what you can see, those land that stretch beyond.
我当然很羡慕，很喜欢。
And this young man answered, of course, I are envious of what you have and like them.
很简单，我给你一个应许。
So this rich man said to this young man, it's simple, I'll give you a wish.
明天早上太阳一出来，你从这里开始跑。
Tomorrow, the moment when the sun rises, you start to run from this point.
你从我的不动产看得到的一望无际这些田园，你一直的跑，跑多少，跑到太阳下山为止，这些就通通是你的。
And you can run as far as you can, and the further you run, the distance that stretch beyond will all belongs to you.
这个青年很认真地问他，一言为定。
And so this young man, he agreed to what this rich man had promised him.
他说，我这个大财主说，我希望你尽你所能，竭尽你的力量，拼命地去争取。
So this rich man said to this young man, I hope you can try your best.And run as far as you can to get as much land as you can.
这个青年告诉大财主，这个不用你讲，我一定拼命争取。
And this young man replied, "Don't worry, I'll definitely run as far as I can to get what I could."
大清早精神奕奕的开始跑。
So early in the morning, he got up and he started running.
尽其所能的一直跑，
and、
越跑越高兴，这么多了。
He started his run and he ran and he ran.With great anticipations and joy.
因为看到他的财产越来越多。
Because he was so excited to see that he's gaining so much wealth, the land that he's going to have.
太高兴了。
And he was so overjoyed.
但是中午又舍不得吃饭休息。
And he was running and he didn't want to stop and have lunch.
因为已经剩下半天了。
Because he knows that he's going to have half day left.
再跑吧。
So he continued his run.
丢到黄昏了。
And at dawn,
还是再跑吧。
At dusk, he still continued to run.
因为太阳一下山就没有了。
Because he thought that once the sun set, then he cannot run anymore.
我已经剩下没有多少时间可以拥有这么轻易可以得到的财产。
I don't have too much time to left to get what I can get so easily.
边跑边回头，边得意。
So he kept running and running and looked back at how much distance he has ran, and he was very happy.
看到太阳快下山，又紧张，又加倍的跑。
And when he was thinking that the sun is going to set, he's getting very anxious and he doubled his effort.
跑到最后。
So at the end of the journey,
倒下去。
He fell.
他还不放松。
And he still could not give up.
他尽其所能，把两只手往前一趴，到那个极点画一条线。这些我跑过的，通通是我的，到我的手靠的地方都是我的。
The moment when he fell, he stretched out his hand to reach out.To more land that he can grab hold of to call them his own.
实在是很多。
So indeed, he has ran quite a distance and he has gained a stretch of land.
但是他得到什么？
But in the end, what did he get?
当他手一趴的时候，也是断气的时候了。
The moment when he fell down on the ground was the moment he lost his breath.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
十六章。
Chapter 16.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26。
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢
？What good would it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
请问我们可能赚得全世界吗
？Today we can ask ourselves, can you earn or gain the whole world?
自有人类以来到现在，甚至将来，我们可以断言，没有任何一个人可以赚得全世界。
And since history until now, we can say very boldly, there's not a single soul that have gained the whole world.
而主耶稣告诉我们，就算全世界都给我们。
And the Lord Jesus says that, even if this man were to gain the whole world,
那么赔上了生命，也就是说我们断气了。
And yet forfeit his soul, which means that he lost his life.
那么还能够将我们拥有的去换这一口气。
And what else is there remain to an exchange for his soul?
所以这个青年虽然尽其所能地跑到终点再往前一趴，他得到36尺棺木而。
So this young man, he ran and he ran, and the moment he fell on the ground, what he has gained is but this little spot for his coffin.
我们今天难道不是好多人都舍不得休息吗？
And isn't it the same for all of us here that we refuse to rest?
所以本来神创造宇宙万物，日出而作，日落而息，我们现在24小时都不停止，一定要加班，一定要熬夜，赚越多越好。
And God has given us 24 hours in a day, and we are like this young man, we continue to run and work and toil, and to work overtime just to make a lot of money.
我们投资越多，用的心神越多，看起来好像一直在收入，其实我们一直在折磨自己，一直在透支。
And the more we invest our money, our wealth, it seems that we are gaining more wealth, but indeed we are depleting ourselves and our own effort.
一直在减少我们自己的生命。
And we are shortening our lives.
所以，如果拥有了这些世上的财物，
so even though you have gained this whole world, all the wealth in this world.
跟我们宝贵的生命一比，我们都晓得什么才是有价值。
And if we were to compare that to our precious life, then we know which one is our greater value.
好，那么现在假如真的我们拥有了，
And today, so to speak, that we already gained what we want in this world.
我们也没有断气。
And that we haven't lost our lives yet.
我们看传道书。
Let us look in the book of Proverbs.
第6章。
Sorry, Ecclesiastes.
传道书。
Ecclesiastes.
第6章。
Chapter 6.
第1节、第2节。
Verse 1 and 2.
说我建筑光之下有一宗祸患重重地压在人的身上，就是人蒙神赐他的智财、丰富、尊荣，以致他心里所愿的一样都不缺。只是神使他不能吃用，凡有外人来吃用，这是虚空，也是祸患。
I've seen another evil under the sun and weighs heavily on man. Verse 2, God gives man wealth, possessions, and honor, so that he lacks nothing his heart desires. But God does not enable him to enjoy them, and a stranger enjoys them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil.
所以假如我们真的拥有了我们一般人所羡慕的功名利禄了，
Today, if truly we have gained all what the world wants, which is fame and wealth,
那我们心里所愿意的一样都不缺呢。
And whatever that our heart has desired, we are lacking nothing.
就是说你要什么有什么了。
That means that whatever you desire, you've gotten them all.
但是不能享用。
But still, you cannot enjoy them.
这是很枉然啊。
And this is a vanity.
可以说比没有还痛苦。如果没有就没话讲，我现在有钱了，我想要什么都有了，但是我却不能享用。
But is it even more painful than not having anything? Right now you have all the wealth and yet you cannot enjoy them. And this is meaningless.
这就是什么意思？
What does this tell us?
虽然我们没有死，但是我们太虚弱了。
And even though we are not dead, but we are very feeble, very vulnerable.
有等于没有。
And what we have is actually nothing.
那心里所愿的，如果我们通通有了，
and whatever our heart desire, and we have gained them all.
换一个角度来讲，
and if we were to look at this from the other perspective.
好，我现在想要很好的床铺。
For example, right now, you desire to have a good bed to lie on.
那么我买到了。
And so you've gotten this bed.
不管是很高级的弹簧床，甚至于什么所谓的健康床、水床
，and whether it's a very expensive mattress or water bed，
我要这个买到了，但是我躺在那里不能得到真正的睡眠。
What I desire to have, which is this bed, I've gotten it and bought it, but I cannot get true rest.
我们有很多的 钱才可以买很高级的化妆品。
And today we all know that money can buy us the best cosmetic.
那我们买了很多的化妆品，能够真正让我们美丽吗？
And today we ask ourselves, even though if we put on all those very expensive cosmetic on our face, does that make us more beautiful?
我们大家都晓得，一个人真正的美要从内在美那种涵养来散发出来。
For we all know that the true beauty comes from inner self, from your heart.
我有钱可以去高级的享受娱乐界大玩特玩。
And we all know that again with money you can enjoy anything of this world.
但是娱乐并不代表等于真正的快乐。
But to go for all those entertainment of this world does not represent true happiness.
女人难过金钱关，我拥有很多的钱财，美女跟着我，但是能不能得到真正的爱情？
And woman, do you think with money they can get true love?
我们现在好多好多的营养品。
Today in the market we see there are a lot of products, health products.
但是拥有了很多的营养品，并不能够带给我们真正的健康。
But all those health products doesn't mean they will bring you true health.
我可以买到很高级的大房子。
The same goes that you can buy the biggest house and mansions to live in.
有美丽的好房子，并不能代表我就有一个好家庭。
But that doesn't mean that you have a very happy home.
所以幸福的家庭不是用金钱可以买来的。
So a very happy, warm family is not bought by money.
我在家里可以很多的书柜，高级整套的书全部买来。
And within your house, you can have a lot of books that fill up your bookshelves.
但是我不能变成真正是有知识、有学识的。
But with all the books on the shelf, doesn't mean that you're truly an intellectual.
甚至我们现在都晓得有很多的学店，我有钱可以去买到很好的学位。
And as we know today, you can even buy a lot of degree or certificate with money. You don't have to go through all those years of studying.
但是不代表我就真正的有学问了。
But it doesn't mean that you truly have knowledge.
我有钱，人家可能会谄媚、阿谀、奉承我。
And today, you may be rich with lots of money, and people will come to seek you.
但是不一定就能够真正的来尊敬我。
But that doesn't mean that when they come to be your friends, that they truly respect you as who you are.
所以，就算我们心里一样都不缺，我拥有一切，我统统买来。
So today, if we have everything, and we've gotten them with all our money that we have,
买不到我们的健康，买不到我们的生命。
But this money cannot buy our lives. It cannot buy our health.
就算我们能够享用。
And today, if we truly can enjoy the things that we bought with our money,
是谁呢？
Who's the one who can enjoy them?
列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
第十章。
Chapter 4.
二十三节。
First King chapter 4 verse 23.
列王记上第十章二十三节。
Sorry, First King chapter 10.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
所罗门王的财宝与智慧胜过天下的列王。
King Solomon's was greater in riches and wisdom than all the other kings of this earth.
不但胜过天下的列王。
Not only more than all the other kings of this earth.
我们看历代志下第一章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
历代志下第一章的十二节。
Sorry, chapter 1, verse 12.
我必赐你智慧聪明，也必赐你智才丰富尊荣，在你以前的列王都没有这样，在你以后也必没有这样。
And therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given to you, and I will also give you wealth, riches, and honor, and such as no king who was before you ever had, and none after you will have.
有的人心里所愿的一样都不缺，没办法享用。现在所罗门王空前绝后，他拥有一切，那么他可以享用。
And this king, he has all that he has, and he can enjoy all the wealth, riches, and honor.
我们不敢说空前绝后，圣经却说所罗门王真的是空前绝后的智慧王，大财主。
And there's none after him that will enjoy all this wealth.
那么这个大财主他怎么样享用？
And for this man who has such a great wealth, how did he use his wealth?
我们看传道书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
第四节。
第几章？
第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
传道书二章四节，所罗门王说：“我为自己动大工程啊。”
I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted vineyards.
那么第十节，他真的是大享受。
And verse 10, he enjoyed his life.
他说，凡是我眼睛所求的，我没有留下不给他；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受。
And he indulged himself with all the enjoyment. He denied himself nothing his eyes desire and refused nothing his heart has pleasure in.
他可以拥有一切，又可以享受一切。
He has everything and he could enjoy everything.
满足眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，通通有。
And he can fulfill what his heart desire and what his flesh desire.
那么他拥有了这些以后，
After when he has gained all these things that he desire,
他也很诚实的这么说了。
And he said it very frankly.
我们看传道书第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse
第十节到十一节。
Verse 10 to 11.
这里告诉我们说，贪那银子不应得银子之足，贪那丰富也不应得利益之足。
Whoever loves money never have money enough. Who loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless.
十一节说，如果是增添，货物一直增添，那么吃的人增添，物足得什么益处？只不过眼看而已。
As good increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owner except the feast his eyes on them?
十五节跟十六节告诉我们的更清楚了。
And verse 15 and 16 tells us even more clearly.
赤身从母胎而来，也照样赤身而去。
Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and he comes, so he departs.
虽然所罗门王是空前绝后，但是手中分毫不能掸去。
And even a man like King Solomon, there's no man after him like that, but still he cannot bring with him anything he has on this earth.
来的情形怎样，去的情形也怎样。
So he came the same that he departs.
所以为什么盛极一时的希腊大帝亚历山大，他在死的时候特别吩咐他的将军要把棺木挖两个洞，双手伸出去呢？
And as you know, this great story of this King Alexander, when he died, he committed army to open two holes so that he can put out his hand out of the coffin.
在大城市游行，要让人家知道我手中分毫不能带去。
So he can show to the world that he can take nothing from this world that he has earned.
所以我们今天没有一个人可以说能够像所罗门王这样。
So today none of us can be like King Solomon.
而假如我们还一直在追求。
And today if we're still pursuing so hard and toiling.
我还真的要向前看。
And keep wanting to gain more money and wealth.
时间都不够用，24小时太少了，我一定要把它赚钱赚到底。
And we kept saying that we don't have enough times, and we want to make use of all our time to make more money.
我好好的努力读书，我将来也是真的就是要赚大钱。
And that we must try to study very hard so the next time I can get more money.
钱真的很好，不是不好。
Of course, money can do a lot of things.
但是比钱更好的是什么？
But what is more important than money?
要很知足。
That you must have contentment.
好，我们看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to First Timothy.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
第六节到第十节。
Verse 6 to 10.
说敬虔加上知足的心便是大利。
For godliness with contentment is great gain.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
For we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it.
只要有衣有食，就当知足。
But if we have food and clothing, we should be content with that.
但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
And people who want to get rich fall into temptation, the trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction.
贪财是万恶之根。
But the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
And some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with so many griefs.
为什么主耶稣讲过一句话？
And this is why the Lord Jesus has once said,
我们一个人没有办法侍奉两个主。
That a man cannot worship two masters.
你不是重这个就轻那个。
So it's either you worship one or you despise the other one.
这个是很自然。
And this is a natural phenomenon.
我们生活在世上。
This is the same for us when we live in this
world. 如果一直看重这个马门钱财。
And if we put our whole emphasis on this mammon, which is wealth, money,
一直在追求功名利禄。
And we keep pursuing for fame and wealth.
那么看重这个就一定看轻这个耶稣生命之道。
And if we were to emphasize heavily on this mammon, then we'll despise on what is spiritual, which is Lord, the truth of life.
因为耶稣告诉我们。
Because the Lord Jesus said to us,
拥有世界丧失生命。这个真的是不划算。
And what profit you if you gain this whole world and lose your life?
而神给每个人的生命是最公平。
And God is very fair. He gives us some life to all of us.
因为时间就是生命，一天二十四小时，富贵贫贱，男女老幼，通通一样，二十四小时。
He is very fair to everyone. He gives 24 hours to every individual, whether you're rich or you're poor.
我们把我们这个时间、这个生命用在追求钱财比较多。看重比较多。
And today, if we were to use all this 24 hours, all time, all lives to gain more wealth,
很自然的用在追求耶稣基督这方面会减少，会看轻。
And then naturally, will not place any more emphasis in striving to know about this word.
所以这里才会告诉我们说，如果我们贪恋钱财，慢慢慢慢跟耶稣会越离越远。
So that's why here it says that if we are eager for money, then we'll wander away from faith and away from the Lord Jesus.
就算我们真的像所罗门一样得到所罗门，我们说这些都是空的、虚空的。
And today, even though we can be like King Solomon and gain all the wealth of this world, but at the end of all this gain, we can only say it's a vanity.
因为他告诉我们了。
Because he had said this before.
我再多的宴席我只能吃这样啊，我吃太多撑死了，管得
不好。 No matter how much banquet I could give, I could only eat this much myself.
我们有再多的衣服也是只能穿一套，难道我们穿三四五六七八套都不是很奇怪吗？
And no matter how many clothing you have, you can only put one piece on you.
三千双鞋子你难道一次穿几双，还是穿一双啊？
And with so many shoes that you have, you can only wear one pair at a time.
所以如果我们不知足，就一直去追求。
So today, if we are not contented with what we have, and we continue to want to strive more and more,
他说现在迷惑落在网络。
Then here in verse 9 it says that people then will fall into temptation and trapped.
本来是很有智慧、很有聪明的，结果是变成无知有害的私欲了。
Well, at first, these are the wise and wise people, but then they fall into temptation and become a fool.
所以好多人在这个金融风暴当中啊，结果垮了，很痛苦。
As we know that a lot of people fell during the economic crisis.
对那些知足常乐的人呢，不影响。
However, the crisis did not affect those people who are contented with what they have.
因为我有衣有食，我就知足了。
Because if you are the one who is contented with what you have, then you will be happy.
因为我知道我不能，我没有带什么东西来到这个世界，将来我也不能带走啊。
Because you know that you have brought nothing to this world, and you cannot bring anything with you when you depart.
所以基本的日常生活够了，我知足以后，我再加上敬虔的心，这就是最大的利益。信耶稣能够让我们得到最大的利益。
So if you have what you have for everyday needs and with godliness, then this is the greatest benefit that you can gain from the Lord Jesus.
什么叫做敬虔？
What is godliness?
在天上的真神耶稣基督面前，我们不敢放肆。
That is that go against our Lord.
什么叫做我们不敢放肆？
What do you mean that it will not go against our Lord Jesus?
主耶稣告诉我们。
This is what our Lord said.
如果我们信了耶稣。
The moment when we said we believe in Jesus,
从属灵的角度，我们就是属灵的长子。
From spiritual perspective, we are the firstborn.
长子能够继承产业。
The firstborn can only be the one to inherit the wealth.
而并且是双倍的产业。
Not only he can inherit the wealth, he inherit double portion.
这个产业是永恒 不会丧失的。
And this inheritance is eternal.
不是属世的，而是属天的。
It doesn't belong to this world, but it belongs to heaven.
不是属物质，而是属灵的。
It doesn't belong to material, but belongs to spirit.
所以我们在世上不是说不需要钱，不需要吃住。
So in this world, it doesn't mean that we don't need money or we don't need a shelter.
活着不是为了吃。
But the purpose of our life is when we live is not to eat.
吃是为了让我们活下去。
When we eat is to allow us to survive.
所以吃得有意义。
So when we eat, we must eat with a purpose.
吃得很健康。
We must eat healthily.
吃得合神旨意。
And we must eat according to the will of God.
再有敬虔的心。
And together with a godly heart.
来寻求耶稣基督。
And to seek for the Lord Jesus.
这是我们将来属灵永远不会衰残的产业。
And this is what we're going to gain, which is inheritance that will not perish.
所以诗篇的作者这样提醒我们。
And this is how the psalmist reminded us.
看诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
第五节。第五节。诗篇十六篇。
Psalms chapter 16, verse 5.
第五节，主是我的产业，是钱财。
And today, if we can surpass over the wealth of this earth,
够用我们就知足以后。
And be contented with what we have.
我们再看透属灵的产业，属灵的钱财。
And emphasize on spiritual inheritance and spiritual wealth.
真正在天上的这个造物主。
And this Father in heaven, this Creator in heaven.
宇宙万物都是他的。
And as we know, this whole universe belongs to him.
他又是万王之王啊。
And he's the king of kings.
我们信了他以后。
And the moment after when we believe in him.
我们都是王子王孙啊。
And we are all the son of kings.
我们将来进到天国以后。
And one day when we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
我们继承永恒属灵的产业。
And what we're going to inherit is eternal inheritance.
根本都不用在这里拼死拼活的呢。
And we no longer have to toy.Like what we are doing now on this earth.
就是这么简单，相信耶稣基督。
And it is so simple, just believe in the Lord Jesus and you have it all.
成为耶稣基督属灵的儿女。
To be this spiritual children of the Lord Jesus.
像所罗门王所说的。
Just like what King Solomon has once said.
看传道书。
Let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
传道书十二章十三节
Verse 13
说这些事都已经听见总意就是敬畏神谨守他的诫命这是人所当尽的本分
Now all has been heard Here's the conclusion of the matter Fear God and keep his commandment For this is the whole duty of man
如果我们在神的面前有知足的心再加上敬虔
So today we can come before God with a heart of contentment and a heart of godliness.
就是记住我们的本分就好。
All we need to do is remember our duty as men.
耶稣基督是创造我们啊。
Our Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father is the one who has created us.
所以他是我们属灵的天父。
So he is our Heavenly Father.
儿女听父母的话，这是儿女的本分，这么简单。
And it's a natural duty for the children to listen to his father.
父母的产业不留给自己的儿女，留给谁？
And it's only natural that the father will pass down his inheritance to his children.
那我们是耶稣天父真神的儿女。
And today we are all the children of our Lord Jesus.
我们听耶稣的话。
Today we do our duty and obey our Lord Jesus.
也就是不要离开这个真道。
In other words, we will not depart from the truth.
那么将来到天父那里去。
And one day when we see our Father,
天上永恒的产业就是我们的。
And whatever is in heaven is naturally yours.
所以我们要趁着还有今天这一口气。
So we must take hold of this breath that we have at this moment.
珍惜肉体的生命。
To take treasure of our lives
够吃够穿够喝就感谢主
and to be contented with what we have and give thanks every moment
活着赶快去追求永恒的产业
and as long as they're living you must strive for what is eternal his eternal inheritance
我们看传道书第九章
let's turn to Ecclesiastes
传道书第九章
chapter 9Chapter 9
第九章的 第三节到第六节。
Verse 3 to 6。
在这里啊，所罗门王又这样告诉我们。
Again, this is what King Solomon said to us.
说我们人呐、啊，其实都一样啊。
That the destinies is the same for all men.
到最后，通通要死了。
That every man will die one day.
但是在第四节说，活着的狗比死了的狮子更强。
And verse 4 it says, a live dog is better off than a dead lion.
活着的人知道必死，死的人毫无所知。
And the living knows that they will die, and the dead knows nothing.
所以我们今天要明白啊。
So today we must understand.
为什么有一句话说，死皇帝不如活乞丐？
And that's what says that even a living beggar is better off than a dead king.
死了就什么都不用谈了。
Because the moment you are dead, there's nothing you can talk about. You know nothing.
我们现在还活着。
But the moment we are still living.
就算我没有像狮子这样百兽之王这么威风。
Even though you are not like this lion, which is the king of the beast.
就算给人家看着我只像一条看门狗。
Or you're being just look at as just a dog, a watchdog.
但是我很忠心。
But you are lawyer.
我很守本分的看家。
And do your duty and take care of the household.
我还有这口气。
And you still have this breath that you're living.
我晓得什么才是敬虔。
And that you know what is godliness.
不要等到死了才来后悔，已经来不及。
And you don't want to wait for the moment that you're dying, then you will have regret.
所以我们要趁着还有这一口气。
So the moment that you're living.
追求认识耶稣基督，得到真正的大利益。
You must strive to know the true God and know the Lord Jesus so that you can receive the greatest benefit.
我印象当中很深刻。
I remember very clearly.
看过一个很有钱的人。
That I met once a very rich man.
要断气之前。
And I remember very clearly before he died.
告诉他的孩子。
This is what he said to his children.
拿来，通通把我拿来。
And he said, come.Take it all for me.
他已经躺下来了，不能动了。
He was already lying.
很虚弱，奄奄一息。
And he's dying. He's breathing his last breath.
他的孩子知道他的爸爸要他把现金大钞拿来。
And when his father says, "Take it all to me," his children knows that his father wants them to bring cash.
啊，我亲眼都还没看过那么多的钱。
And myself, I've never seen so much cash before my eyes.
一个病得快死的人，还要他的儿子把那么多的钱一点一点拿来放在他的胸部，他两只手要抱着。
And this dying rich man, he wants his son to bring all the cash, stack and stack of cash that I've never seen so much in my whole life, and he wants his son to put it all on his breast so that he can embrace them before he die.
孩子实在不忍心。
And of course, children, he cannot bear and not do what his father said.
爸爸已经快死了，这么多的钱财钞票再压下去不是更惨？但是爸爸又没有力气，还要我们扶着他的手，抓住他两只手去抱住这些钱。
Because his father doesn't have much energy left, so the son actually had to hold his father's hand to help him embrace all the cash that was stacked on his breast.
这个做爸爸的有气无力的一直说：“这是我的。”我的，我的，一直讲我的。
And this father, with his very weak voice that he has laughed, he said, "This is mine, mine."
聪明的各位，他走了。
And then he passed away.
被钱压死了一样。
And he was buried under the cash that he embraced.
所以诗篇的作者这样告诉我们。
So this is why the author of the book of Ecclesiastes tells us.
诗篇四十九篇。
In the book of Psalms,
诗篇四十九篇
，Psalms 49，
四十九篇的标题告诉我们说，很感叹世界上的人依靠钱财的愚昧。
And starting from the book of 49, it tells us about how pitiful are those people who have depend their life on the wealth of this world.
第七节特别告诉我们
，Verse 7。
说一个人没有办法用自己的钱财来赎自己的弟兄，不能替他当赎价给神。
That no man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him.
所以我们到神那个地方不是用钱可以买通的。
So today to reach God, to go to God, the process cannot be bought by money.
是要靠耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍命的宝血的救恩。
but rather is to depend on the Lord Jesus who has died for us, His precious blood has shed for us.
所以第八节第九节告诉我们
So verse 8 and verse 9 tells us
说叫我们长远活着不见朽坏 是怎样是要靠主的救恩的
Here it says that he should live on forever and not see decay And to do this, we must depend on the salvations of the Lord Jesus
赎他生命的价值极贵
The ransom for life is costly
耶稣基督的宝血是无价宝啊
And we know that the blood of Jesus is priceless.
所以我们说，主耶稣啊，我奉献很多的钱给你，那么你让我进天国好吗？你说你永远罢休，就是绝对做不到。
And today, if you were to say that, Lord, if I were to give you all the money and offer the money that I have, and please allow me to go to heavenly kingdom, do you think you can get there?
如果这样没有钱的人怎么进天国？
And if this is so, then how about those people who are poor, who don't have a penny? Do you think they can get to heaven?
所以第十一节提醒我们。
So verse 11 it tells us.
说如果我们拥有很多的不动产，通通用我们的名字称自己的地，没有错啦。
That today, if you were to have a lot of houses and land, and to have them all come under our name.
但是如果我们不懂得来认识这个耶稣基督，来追求相信耶稣基督
，And with all this, and we fail to come to believe in Jesus.
十四节说，我们如同羊群派定下阴间，死亡做我们的牧者呢
？And verse 14 it says that they will be like sheep that are destined for the grave, and death will feed on them.
所以我们一定要明白。
So today we must come to understand.
在尊贵当中，一定要醒悟过来。
That in our life of honor, we must wake up.
如果我们拥有钱财、拥有地位、拥有学问，感觉到很尊贵。
That today, if we have our fame, our status, and our education, and we thought that this is so honorable.
但是不知道醒悟说，这些到最后归空。
And that we are not aware that in the end, all this will come to vanity.
二十节提醒我们。
Then verse 20 reminds us again, one last time.
我们只不过像死亡的畜类一样，这么可怜。
That a man who has riches without understanding is just like beasts
that
perish.
所以人的尊贵在哪里
？So then, what is this true honor of man? Where does it lie?
肉体的生命。
It is not in only on this physical flesh that is living.
更要注重永恒的生命，就是我们的灵魂。
But rather, he has emphasized on this eternal life, which is his soul.
所以作诗的人在十五节说
That's why in verse 15, the psalmist says,
神必定救赎我的灵魂脱离阴间的权柄，因他必收纳我。
That God would redeem my life from grave, and he will surely take me to himself.
十六节说人家发财了，家世增荣了，我们不要担心，不要害怕。
And verse 16 says, Do not be overawed when a man grows rich and the splendor of his house increases.
十七节说，死的时候他什么都不能带去。
This verse 17 it says that for he will take nothing with him when he dies.
所以我们这个真正的利益，这个价值观要弄清楚。
So we must understand and discern what is this true value of lives.
钱财不是不好。
Doesn't mean that money is not good.
肉体的生命比钱财更好。
But our life is more precious than money.
将来灵魂到天父那里去继承永恒的产业，比肉体的生命更好。
And to take that further, if our spiritual life can inherit the eternal wealth from our heavenly Father, that's more precious than our physical lives.
只有信耶稣才会让我们不会被钱财迷惑。
And only for us, when we believe in the Lord Jesus, then we will not be tempted by this material wealth of this world.
只有真正的认识耶稣，看到永恒的天国，我们才能够继承永不衰残的产业。
And only for us who believe in the Lord Jesus to see that heavenly kingdom which is eternal, then we will not be tempted by what is of this world which is transient.
每个人都好，要更好。
Because we all know that we want to be better off than those people who are
better. 所以如果我们在世上有钱。
And today, if we think that we are rich on this earth,
我们更希望有健康的身体。
And we want to be healthy.
我们更希望有永恒的天国。
And but what is more important that we should strive for is this heavenly kingdom which is eternal.
所以绝对不要丧失耶稣基督。
So we should not lose sight of our Lord Jesus.
因为跟世界一切的来比。
Because if we were to compare our Lord to this world.
保罗说：“我以认识耶稣基督为至宝。”
He says that, as Apostle Paul has once said, I see knowing the Lord Jesus as the highest value.
他说：“当任何一切跟耶稣一比。”这些都像粪土一样，归于乌有。
And anything that would compare to our Lord is but rubbish.
这就是真正的价值观。
And so this is the true concept of life.
所以保罗认识耶稣，相信耶稣，他得到真正的定义。
So today we know that Apostle Paul himself, believing in the Lord Jesus, he has gained the true benefit of life.
希望我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
And this is my hope that all of you brothers and sisters here.
跟我们的亲朋好友。
And together with our good friends and relatives.
都像保罗一样。
We can all learn to be like Apostle Paul.
以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
That we can see that knowing the Lord Jesus as the highest value.